I'm talking with Robert Tiverge, who is plays an important role in ELSAC. ELSAC stands for E-Learning Standards...
Council of Canada.
Council of Canada.
Yeah.
I know you've been working on ELSAC for a couple of years. Maybe if you could give us a bit of background and information about the current status of ELSAC.
Okay. Well, maybe first of all I can tell you why we created ELSAC.
Yeah.
In Quebec, we have been working on standards to answer some needs that have been identified in the education world. I've been working at the Conference of Rectors and Principals of Quebec Universities for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one finding with studies that we made in the universities is that learning material is being produced but not being shared. It's not sustainable, and because of that, partly because of that, there's very, very little funding that is available.
Right.
Because it's sort of a throwaway culture. Professors develop their learning material, and it's used only for their purpose. With multimedia and with the development of technologies, the learning material becomes more and more sophisticated, more and more costly to develop, and so it makes no sense. So the idea was to find ways to make this material sustainable, transform these resources into assets, because funders will invest in assets, they won't invest in throwaway material. And this is how we got into thinking about standards. We made a study with the support of the Ministry of Education on the application of standards in learning material. And this led us to international standards, led us to SC36. The idea of ELSAC is to have an organization to have the different provinces identify the needs of the system education, identify the requirements, and bring them out to standards developers. Because as we found out during our studies, there are several standards around. The situation is not really stabilized. There are standards in development. We want to be sure that the standards being developed that will be international standards answer our needs. So in a way, ELSAC is a way to get organized to feed the SC36 people to be sure that what they do is has its feet on the ground, in a sense.
Okay.
So the way it went is that the proposal to build ELSAC was made by the Minister of Education of Quebec, who was President of the Council of Minister of Education of Canada. He, as President of CMEC, made the proposal to other Ministers of Education, and five major provinces accepted to fund ELSAC for a five-year period. One of the reasons why we needed that too is that it was very, we found out working ourselves in SC36, was that it was very difficult to ensure stable and consistent Canadian participation into SC36. The SCC doesn't have enough resources of that, so we found out that our participation was very unstable. People could go if it was always difficult to find the funding. So we want to be sure that we could really get our act together and have a good, solid, and supported team at C36, so that our requirements are well brought up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which provinces are currently providing the support for LSAC?
So Quebec, Ontario, and Alberta are providing what we call substantial funds.
Uh-huh.
It's they agreed to make this funding for a period of 5 years. And New Brunswick and British Columbia are also members of LSAC and provide funding. They provide a little less funding, but still it's funding for a five-year period also. So the three provinces I mentioned first, Quebec, Ontario, and Alberta,
mm-hmm.
are members of the board of LSAC. So they will be steering LSAC in a way. And New Brunswick and British Columbia are members. But when we had our first meeting in the month of September, on the 12th of September, we decided in our action plan that one of the first things we would do is to get other stakeholders joining LSAC. So we will try to get other ministries of education to join in. And we also will target government organizations that are active in training,
right.
Because they produce or they use or they buy a lot of digital learning material.
Right.
And they should be, the idea is to get around this table, the main stakeholders. So where are the learning resources produced? It's obvious that the main stakeholder is the ministries, the collectivity of ministries of education.
Right.
The second one is the ministries involved in training. In Quebec, we have Emploi Québec, which is a very big ministry, and they spend several hundreds of millions of dollars in training expenses every year, so they're major players. Then there's a private sector, e-learning businesses that work on a smaller basis but have also their needs, and they have a lot of expertise because many of them work on an international base. As I mentioned, we will first aim at the ministries of education and the public or private organizations that are involved into training for the first year.
Right. Okay. 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 This interview is for as part of work in CanCorp. I know that I should be able to explain this, but I'm wondering if you could just describe how CanCorp might fit into this, or how, what kind of contribution or it might make to LSAC, or the other way around. Or.
Well, CanCorp is has developed a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience. Done R&D in the domain of standards. Certainly, when the ministries of education determine, when we make that work to determine what the requirements are, what our proposals are to FC36, reflection done around CanCorp can bring a major input for the involved provinces. But CanCorp will, like Normetic and Quebec, we will go through our respective provinces, through the stakeholders, because LSAC is really a stakeholder organization.
Okay.
It's not a regrouping of organisms that are active in standards, like CanCor or Normetic or others that may exist. It's not that. It's really the idea is to have the major stakeholders involved in this. There's this purpose to feed to first to identify the requirements because many provinces haven't made that reflection.
Right.
And so we have to bring them to that. But then the other objective is to have these ministries of education promote the use of that standards and support implementation of standards. They're the ones that are best placed to do that because they fund the development of resources or they put out policies for either producing the materials, funding the material, or buying the material. So when you have that leverage, and you have a clear visions of what standards are and the importance they have, you're in a good position to act upon it. So I think it may have an important impact in the process of adoption of standardization practices in the development of learning material.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.